Hello out there. And happy Black Friday. I hope you're not out there beating each other up over something silly, you know, trying to save, what, $100 on an electric scooter? Or, you know, $100 on a Weber grill? Or, you know, saving 20% on a Lego set? It's not worth beating each other up for. Well, I guess it really depends on what, you know, what you really want. You know, personally for me, if I were out there, you know, there is a few things out there that I would probably beat somebody up for. And this year for me, it is a new vacuum. And that is a Shark Vertex. They're on sale big time. They're down from $459 to $198. So if you happen to be near a Best Buy or a Kohl's, and you better watch out, because I'd clobber somebody for one of these. Kind of an odd thing, I'm sure, that I want a vacuum. We talk about tech all the time on here, but one of those weird kind of hobbies that I always really, really like to do I shouldn't call it a hobby. What what a stupid thing to call a hobby, but I guess it's one of those things that it's kind of like cooking, or, you know, I love to vacuum. It's very relaxing to me. There's really nothing better than just putting on some headphones, listening to some music, and just really enjoying a good deep cleaning of the carpets. And that is why I was single for so long. And I'm lucky enough to have a wonderful roommate who puts up with my incessant cleaning and cooking and weird habits. So if she's listening to this out there, hey, thanks for putting up with me. I do apologize if I'm vacuuming a lot more here coming up, because I'm going to get a new vacuum, and it's going to be great. So anyway, welcome to another episode. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. My name's Gage. This is Tech Brews Games. Robert is, I don't know. He's supposed to be on here about 30 minutes ago, so I just decided I'd start recording. If he jumps on, I'm just going to fit him in here. So I'm going to roll with this by myself. We're going to be talking about Black Friday. We're going to be talking about the Steam Fall Sale. We'll talk a little bit about Artemis, NASA. Also maybe talk a little bit about companies that I don't like, or, you know, with all the Twitter news and Elon Musk and all that, there's a lot of hate towards Twitter and towards Elon Musk, which, you know, perhaps a lot of it's deserved, perhaps it's not, but that does kind of bring up other things with companies that we like, companies that we dislike, and that kind of stuff. So, you know, hopefully Robert can get in here, because I'd love to hear, you know, kind of his opinion on it. But hey, that's all right. Maybe he's got something going on. I know we have one of our friends' birthdays today, so maybe he's out with them and he didn't tell me and I didn't get invited. And I'm sitting here at home alone looking at vacuum cleaners. No, it's fine. I'm fine. We're all fine. It's the holiday season. Christmas ads have been on TV for over a month. And maybe not over a month, but about a month. That's about the time I saw the first Christmas ad on TV, was about a week before Thanksgiving. A week before Halloween, which is absurd to me. I mean, I get it. You know, you're going to want to. It's a very profitable time of year for these companies, and, you know, it's been a tough year, so people are going to be looking for these sales. They're going to be looking forward to Christmas, and the companies are going to be hitting people hard for over a month, and it's just exhausting. I try and stay away from TV in general, unless it's live sports. I don't watch a whole lot of TV. I watch what I do watch on TV, you know, Price is Right, that kind of stuff. We record it so we can watch it and skip through the ads, because I can't deal with the ads. They're just terrible anymore, but that's really not what this is about. It's about Thanksgiving. I hope everybody has a great time with their families, or whatever you have to do. If you're out there working, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm hoping you're not working at a Walmart. Well, I guess Walmart's closed on Thanksgiving. I hope you don't have to work at Thanksgiving so people can go in and shop. Moving on, let's jump back into Black Friday. I'm currently scrolling through Micro Center's Black Friday deals. They have some pretty good ones. What I'm noticing looking, you know, between, let's say I'll go look at Micro Center for a little while, I'll scroll through it and you'll see, oh, here's this Asus crappy laptop computer for $99. Well, you go to Walmart and it's also $99. It seems like Black Friday recently, there's not as much, you know, all the prices seem to be set by the manufacturer, right? So Asus comes out and says, this is our Black Friday deal. And oftentimes they make special TVs, laptops, certain things like that, that they're willing to just make for this one time a year and sell at a discount, where I think a lot of times, you know, maybe with the TVs, Samsungs, LGs, or computers, they're just trying to get rid of old inventory. And a good way to do it is to make a special package, a special TV that they only sell on Black Friday. You know, these aren't going to be necessarily the best of the best. It's not going to be that top of the line 4K OLED TV. You know, it's going to be LED backlit LCDs that are big sales. But, you know, as a kid, or not really even a kid, high school, middle school, I love Black Friday deals. Like, that was the greatest newspaper that we got of the year, because the newspaper was like twice the size of a normal newspaper here in Denver, the Denver Post. And you had all those Black Friday ads, right? And they were just stacked in there. Best Buy, Target, Walmart, they were all in there. Home Depot, Lowe's, and just like crazy deals. And maybe it's back before, like, I didn't look at the internet as much. I didn't do that much research on stuff. It just, the deals looked better. And it seemed like I could find a product at Target. Maybe it was a Samsung TV, whatever it was. And it'd be $599. Walmart would have that TV for $579. But Target would have a free $20 gift card if you purchased it at Target. It seemed like the prices varied more. You could find better deals that fit your need better. You know, maybe they, back in the day, like I remember they'd throw in like, oh, come in, buy whatever, new TV, buy new laptop, and we'll throw in an iPod Shuffle for free. You don't see that stuff so more. It seems like everywhere you go, they're pretty much the same, and it's kind of a bummer, you know. But, you know, for all I know, back in the day, it was the same as it is now. I didn't look into it as much. So Black Friday is a fun event. It's different now. You know, I think, I don't know if that's necessarily from COVID, where it's like, you know, Black Friday used to be like this big thing, right? I mean, we all know about it. You'd be at the store, like, deals start at 5 a.m. You've been in the parking lot since 3 a.m. waiting in line. It's cold. It's snowing, maybe. You got your winter jackets on and you're just hanging out so you can save $100 on some stupid, you know, whatever it is, a water pick flosser, because you've always wanted a water pick. You're waiting in line to save $10 on a 3DS. Or some laptop or something like that. But, you know, now it's like I can just go online right now here. I'm recording this is the Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. I can go online right now. I can go pick my Samsung 60-inch TV for $399 and buy it now. There's not that kind of special part of it. And I don't know, maybe that's not COVID, but I kind of see this decline starting with COVID, where we didn't want to have everybody together. And it's, you know, one of those things, Best Buy, Walmart, Target, they probably realized, hey, it's way cheaper for us to just do this online than staff stores for 24 hours a day. And, you know, and they do. And it's rightfully so. Black Friday should not start on Thanksgiving, right? I don't want the sales starting at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving night. You know, it's Black Friday, not Black Thursday. And, you know, for me, when I was in high school, I worked at Toys R Us in the winter. And I did, like, construction and landscaping, that kind of stuff in the summer. And then in the winter, I'd go work, like, Toys R Us or, you know, whatever. I'd get some dumb job. Toys R Us, when I worked there, they opened at midnight on Black Friday. And then they were open for 24 hours a day, or that day, until Saturday at midnight. And man, it was wild. So at our store here in I guess that's Centennial, maybe Inglewood, over where it is, there was like a lady, and she was elderly, 70s 80s. She got trampled going in the door, and it was, at the time, the big thing was Zuzu Pets. They were like little hamster things, and I think they had a little motor in it, and they would run around or whatever the hell they would do. And yeah, some old lady got trampled for it, and you get that bad publicity, and I think that's always hurt Black Friday. But I loved Black Friday. I loved that kind of fun event. You're out in the parking lot. You're talking to people in line. You're like, bro, what are you getting? Oh, I'm getting this new laptop. Oh, dope, man. I'm getting some headphones. Like, whatever. You're hanging out. You're having a good time. And it's just kind of that fun atmosphere. And that's gone. And it's not as fun anymore. But that's okay. There's still good deals to be had. And I'm going to go through some of these here. Starting over at Micro Center, and I did notice this, there's one at Best Buy as well. It's a gaming laptop here from HP. It's the HP Victus. It's a 15-inch gaming laptop. This one has an AMD Ryzen 5 5600H. The H is an indicator that it is a mobile processor, which makes sense. It is a laptop. And it has a GeForce GTX 1650. It's got 8 gigs of RAM. A 512 gig solid state drive, and it's going for $499, regular price $879. So save $380. Best Buy had a very, very similar one, but the difference was it had an Intel processor instead of an AMD processor, but it was $479. But everything else about it was exactly the same. So it's kind of interesting. They have like slightly different models, but they're basically the same thing. But then that's up to you if you want the AMD Ryzen or if you want a 12th gen Intel. Can't really go wrong with either of them, you know, especially for that price. $499, that's a great way to get into gaming. If you're out there and you haven't ever, you know, you've always kind of wanted that gaming, like you want to get into PC gaming. Well, it's intimidating, right? You know, we can spend $3,000 easily on a computer build. Well, that's really intimidating, where you could go out and buy this $500. It's an easy way in. Sure, you're not going to be playing games at 1440p with ray tracing, okay? But you're still going to be able to play Grand Theft Auto. You probably run Cyberpunk on low settings. You're playing at 1080p. This thing's definitely going to play Minecraft. It's going to play most of the games out there. You're not going to be blown away by the performance. But what a great way to get in for the cost of, you know, a PlayStation 5 and a controller. You could get a laptop, you know, and it looks great. I mean, it's probably pretty plasticky. It's probably not the best laptop in the world, but this would be a good buy, in my opinion. Moving on here. And this one was more, not even necessarily just because it's a Black Friday deal, but I need to comment on how cheap DDR4 memory has gotten this year. Now, obviously, prices went up a couple of years ago when it was only, DDR4. Now DDR5's out. DDR4, they're trying to clear stock, you know, whatever they're doing. And the price is incredibly low. If you're out there, you got a computer and you're stuck, still have 8 gigs or whatever, man, upgrade. Like, seriously, here is a 32 gigabyte pack of, let's see here. That is Corsair Vengeance LPX. LPX meaning it's low profile DDR4 RAM. Cast latency 16, with 3200 mega transfer speed. Again, 32 gigabytes, so that's 2 by 16 gigabyte sticks, and it's $84 for 32 gigabytes. $84. And that just blows me away how cheap that has become. And if you need a quick, you know, you're somebody who's got 30 Google Chrome tabs open all the time and you need extra memory, or, you know, maybe, you know, really, anything over 16 still probably isn't necessarily worth it, but for $84, this would be a big upgrade, especially if you're running on 8 gigs. So something to think about, especially on some of the AMD systems. If you are running with an iGPU built into your Ryzen, it pulls off of your memory as video memory, so you're going to want extra memory, and you're going to want faster memory, especially on an AMD processor. Now, I know with the newer generations and stuff, the 7000s, that's not as important anymore as it used to be. But if you're running a 3000 or even the original Ryzens, you definitely want faster RAM because it can take advantage of it, where the Intel's, you know, 3200 is like a max. It's really not going to help you to go above that, up to 4000 or whatever. Now, DDR5 is totally different. There's not really any DDR5 sales at Micro Center that I'm seeing. So if you're looking for RAM, that's a great one. Let's take a look here. I did see a couple things here in storage. So let me see where the heck that one went. Yeah, okay. And there's also already you can get a Ryzen 7 7700X. It's already $51 off at Micro Center, you know, a processor that's been out for about a month, a little more than a month. You can get an 8-core 4.5 gigahertz processor for $358. $51 off. It's only a month old. They also have a 5800X, which is going to be your last generation. Nothing wrong with that. And they're down to $199. That's a great deal, especially if you're looking for a budget build. That's going to be a great way to get in. Now you're not going to be able to take advantage of your DDR5s. You're going to be stuck DDR4, some of that stuff. Obviously no PCIe Gen 5 on that. But again, trying to get into kind of more high-end gaming, that's a great way to go. You also have Intel i7-3700Ks. It's kind of the best gaming. Obviously, a 13900K is going to be a little better than a 13700K, but for, you know, pretty price-to-performance ratio, this is the way to go. And it is on sale for $379, and regular price is $519. So take a look at that. Good ones. Now, moving on to memory and that kind of stuff. What, you know, how far we've come here over the past 10 years or so with SSDs that, you know, you can get a 512 gigabyte SSD with, you know, obviously this is your old 2.5 inch cell. This isn't a NVMe PCIe Gen 4 or nothing like that. This is your old 2.5 inch SATA 3 solid state drive, but you can get a 512 gigabyte solid state drive for $19.99. That's right, for $20, you too can expand your memory by 512 gigabytes. Now, you think about that, that's really cheap. What you know, what would that be used for? And in my opinion, this would be a really great way to add a, let's say you're still running your games on a hard drive. You could pick one of these up. Granted, 512 gigabytes, it's not the most storage. Now, I'm sure there's other ones on sale that I just haven't seen quite yet. But you can add 512 gigabytes of storage to your computer for game storage. And that's what I would just designate it at is game storage for Steam or whatever you're using. And that'll, you know, that'll increase your load or decrease your load times significantly. So that's what I would use that for $20, you know, I wouldn't put anything of great importance on that drive for, game storage though. It'd be a good drive. Now on a more high performance one, they do have a 980 Pro, which is a PCIe Gen 4, by 4, M.2 solid state drive. And this one is 1 terabyte and it's on sale for $109.99. Not a crazy deal, not a crazy sale, but still a pretty good deal for what it is. And that is more of your top tier storage solution for a little bit of a higher PC or higher grade PC, higher end PC. And you can use it. Obviously, that's one that I would use as my boot drive. I mean, for me personally, if you have more money, you could buy two of these, have one as a boot drive, have one as a game storage drive. And that would be awesome. Once you get above, you know, so unless you're doing a lot of like heavy read, write, that kind of stuff, you know, the difference between a PCIe Gen 3 and a PCIe Gen 4 maybe isn't going to be noticeable on unloading a game or on booting your PC. But, you know, if you're willing to have that high end of a PC, you might as well go all the way with it. Here's a great sale. Here's a 750 watt power supply, a Corsair. Regular price $119.99. It's on sale for $112. Saves $7. Ooh. So you see some of that stuff on here. And what's funny too, I noticed, you know, scrolling through Walmart, that kind of stuff, and Best Buy, they will like mix in things that actually aren't on sale, but they just kind of stick it in there and it's just at regular price. And I don't know if they're trying to just get people to buy stuff regular price because they're not paying attention. Or what, but I did notice that a little bit both on Best Buy and Walmart. Anyway, back here to Micro Center, still just kind of scrolling through here. They got MacBook Air. Again, this is a couple years old now, but it's got that M1 chip, 256 gig solid state drive. It's a great computer. Obviously, you're not going to be doing heavy editing. You're not going to be, you know, gaming on it, clearly. But $779 for an Apple laptop, that's a great deal. You know us here. We're not big Apple people. The only Apple thing I have is an iPad, and it's fine. It is what it is. We're definitely PC and Android kind of people around here. Continuing on, iPads on sale. Here's an Apple. Here's a good one. An iPhone 7. That's right. An iPhone 7. 32 gigabytes of storage. 4.7-inch screen. 12-megapixel camera. $99. Now, obviously, this is refurbished. It's been used. It's gone in. Gotten cleaned up. But $99. Now, I don't know. iPhone 7, I don't know if that's still being updated by Apple on a yearly basis or anything like that. But, you know, if you're in a point where you need a quality-ish phone, can't afford a new phone, something like that, that might be a way to go. Lots of 3D printers, that kind of stuff on sale here. The MetaQuest is on sale. Or no, it's not. Like right here. Here's a perfect example. It shows it at $349. Now, granted, it comes with Resident Evil and Beat Saber. But it's $349, which is the normal price. And it's not on sale, so why is that in here? So something kind of weird. There's like some wireless chargers on here, like $15. That's like the regular price. So here's one. There's a wireless charging base for $3. Now, I don't know about you, but what really instills confidence in me is a wireless charger for $3. You know, nothing makes me feel more comfortable of having cheap electronic devices in my house like that. Now, I am curious what the wattage is on this thing, or if they even show it. What's in the box? Wireless charging pad. It doesn't even come with a cord or a power brick, it doesn't look like. Yeah, there are no specific specifications on here. And let's see. Oh, Robert's calling me. Hold on here, folks. I'll be right back. Okie dokie. Just got off the phone with Robert. He's about to jump on and join us. And we're going to talk a little Black Friday, talk some other stuff with him. So please give me 2 seconds. He'll be on here. And okay. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hey.
Hey.
My name's Robert.
You sound good.
How's everyone doing?
Did you do something to your voice?
You know, just a little nip and tuck here and there. So
on your voice box?
You can change anything these days, you know?
I didn't think you could do that.
You can do anything.
Oh, okay.
Hi, my name is Roommate. So
your name's Robert.
Robert Roommate, you know.
Robert Grundman. They're okay.
Interchangeable.
Robert. How are you?
Yes,
how
sir.
Was your day?
Great.
Are you excited for Thanksgiving? Tell us about your favorite. First things first, Robert. What is your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving that your wonderful mother cooks for you?
Ay, Dios mío. Like nothing. Rum and Coke.
Your mom cooks the rum and Coke?
Yeah.
Like a hot rum and Coke?
Yeah.
No, sounds disgusting.
God, I don't know. Honestly, I just don't even want to think about food when I go over to my parents' house. But
You have to pick one thing, and that's the only thing you get all day.
Mashed potatoes, I guess.
Okay. Now, do you like mashed potatoes plain, or do you want, you know, you want them loaded? You want bacon and cheese and that kind of stuff?
Oh, no. Yeah, I want bacon.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Not a plain mashed potatoes person.
No, no.
Do you ever put ranch on your mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
And ketchup?
No, that's weird.
I knew you'd say that.
You put ketchup on your mashed potatoes?
Yeah, it's so good.
No, you don't.
All right. I guess I need to find a new roommate now, huh?
I have never seen you put ketchup on mashed potatoes.
I think we're about to argue, right?
No. I'll get the ketchup out tomorrow, Thanksgiving,
and give it to you. Sounds good.
Huh, that's weird. Yeah, I mean, I guess ranch is weird, too. I'm more of a, I just like mashed potatoes. Anyway.
Yeah, with the ranch, do you like mix it in there? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, people make mashed potatoes and put the Hidden Valley Ranch packets in there. I don't, but you can to make it like ranchy. That's something my sister would do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hi, Bailey.
Yeah, hey, Bailey, if you're listening. Are you looking for anything on Black Friday? Black Friday, obviously, big sale day. I know you're looking for computer parts.
So many.
I know you want a B450 motherboard for your new Ryzen CPU.
Well, since I'm so well-versed.
Yes.
Yes.
What at Micro Center do you need? Do you need some air dusters that aren't even on sale? Canned air for $4.99?
I could use some canned air, actually.
It's the best. They have 128 gigabyte USB 3 jump drive for $6.
Okay.
I was talking earlier about how stuff's gotten cheaper, especially memory and storage and that kind of stuff has gotten so cheap to where you can get a 1 terabyte PCIe Gen 4, or I'm sorry, Gen 3 solid state drive, and it's $49.
Hmm.
Where, like, you know, 5 years ago, that was like, well, I don't even, you know, $399.
Huh.
Now it's $50. It's crazy, man.
Great to know.
Let's see. You need a new keyboard, fans, anything? No?
You know, whatever your little heart desires.
Okay, moving on. We got to have something you want. We can look it up really quick. What?
Why do you have a picture of a mixer? You looking at mixers?
Yeah, they're on sale. They're like $200 right. off.
Well.
KitchenAid mixers, and these are the pro ones. They're regularly $449. They are $249 at Best Buy.
Okay.
Just saying. I'm not going to get one. I don't have room for it. But yeah, they're pretty cool.
You want a stand mixer?
Nope, I don't because I don't have room for it.
If you did have room for it?
Nah, there's not enough room. In a world where I had room for it, yeah, I would want one, but there ain't no room for it.
Okay.
Just saying.
Well, what else you got?
Well, obviously, I've been looking at vacuums.
Yep. And the Gage loves to vacuum.
Yep. So the one I'm having a hard time. There's like all these different. Don't you laugh at me.
I'm not. You're my little housewife. It's okay.
There's all these different Shark Vertexes and they all have different model numbers. I can't figure out what the difference between them is, but I'm going to get one. They're all powered lift away and they're just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm going to get the one at Kohl's. It's in rose gold.
Mm.
There's this one at Best Buy that's like blue. And I, for the life of me, I don't know what the difference is. Maybe it doesn't come with the...
I think you're more of a rose gold queen.
Does it not? Oh, no. It comes with the included accessories. No, I mean, I guess I don't really care what color it is. anyway, we're getting a little... Oh, it does. It has different tools. Anyway, I'm probably going to get a new vacuum. That's going to be my big... Black Friday purchase. You have nothing that you're looking to shop for?
Nope.
Seriously?
Nope.
Well, glad you joined the episode, Robert.
I'm really really doing a good job here contributing to
Well, folks,
what do you want to buy for me?
Now,
real question.
You don't really like anything.
That's what I'm saying. Why, you know, I don't like anything.
You know you better than I know you. Do you want this bike?
Yes.
An exercise bike?
Please get me a Peloton.
Yeah, no. I was going to get you the Schwinn for $7.99.
Oh. Yeah.
Because how much are Pelotons? 3,000, 4,000?
I don't know. You know they have that new... God, was it called the mirror or something? And it's like literally a mirror you put on your wall and like you can do like guided exercises to it. That's insane.
Is it?
It's like I mean, I don't know if you're really into that. It's expensive.
All right, hold on.
I don't remember how to. Yeah, just look up the.
Well, now I'm curious about what a Peloton costs because if a Schwinn has I spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
Shows you how much I like Peloton. Speaking Peloton. Of, I kind of talked about this for half a second. Speaking of companies that I absolutely hate, Peloton's one of them.
Enlighten me. Why do you hate Peloton?
No, not going to do it.
Gage hates a lot of companies.
Let me guess. Yeah. $2,500 for a Peloton.
Yeah.
And that doesn't include, you know, the monthly subscription service so you can get the, you know, workout stuff.
Well, yeah. Obviously.
It's fucking insane.
It is insane, but, you know, millionaires gotta have their money.
Fancy-ass bike from a company that's gonna go bankrupt. Anyway, here's Schwinn for $7.99. Regular price $9.99. And, I mean, you tell me. Can you tell a difference between these two?
They're both ugly.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to figure out, does the Schwinn actually come with a screen or is that an iPad?
That's an iPad. They literally just tacked a fucking iPad.
No, so I'm guessing it doesn't come with a screen. So we're looking here at this bike here and this lady riding the bike and they show, you know, it having a screen. It doesn't have a screen.
No.
You have to supply the screen yourself. So, okay.
Well, that's stupid.
Or maybe they're putting on like a first generation iPad on there.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, no screen. But yeah, so, okay, so that's what I'll get you for Christmas, an exercise bike.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Nothing says you look great like here's your exercise bike. Oh, side note.
You're the one who doesn't like anything. Side note what?
Remember when we were watching The Price is Right?
Yeah. Wait, go ahead. Tell the story.
We were watching The Price is Right, and this guy was on there, and he made it to the showcase, which was great. He was a larger gentleman.
He's like borderline 600 pound.
Like it was hard for him to get up the stairs. Okay, that's fine. We don't judge, but like, one of the prizes in the showcase was like these motorbikes and a treadmill?
Uh-huh.
Like a fancy Bowflex treadmill with all the stuff, and the crowd was just like, oh yeah.
And he had a very non-excited, and of course he won too.
Yeah,
but he was showcase,
but he was like, yeah,
he was not super excited about that.
There were like these like tiny bikes were like one of the prizes too.
Yeah, it was like an ATV, a moped, and a dirt bike, cheap model ones, but like, yeah,
small ones.
Yeah, like meant for a kid.
Yikes.
And then his other one was a trip to Spain, and it's like you're gonna make this guy sit, you know, depending on where he lives, 8 hours, 10 hours on a flight to Spain.
It was so painful.
Yeah, kind of a coach. Bad form. But it was really funny when the first thing they show, it's a new treadmill. And you're sort of like.
And your trip to Spain, fly coach.
So it was got a couple yucks out of that.
Yeah, that was bad.
Looking at, they got cameras and that kind of stuff on sale. So my grandma got Starlink internet and she loves it. And now she wants cameras. So
Ring doorbell?
Yeah, probably not gonna go with Ring. We'll probably go with Googlers, the Nests. Just personal preference, but honestly I don't care. I have to ring a lot of people's doorbells out in the wild with my work, and the Ring doorbells make this god awful noise on the outside. They go
doo-doo-doo. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
They're terrible. And that pushes me away from them. I don't care if they're the best. I don't care, but whatever. People seem to like them. They're annoying as hell, and they drive me nuts.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm going with
that
Google.
Sound too.
Yeah.
There's not any.
Boo-doo-doo.
Yeah. Do you want a Ring doorbell? Would you ever get one?
Nah, I'm not really interested. I mean, I don't know. I just don't like the idea of having a camera going for in and out of the house or whatever. Or I don't know. It just seems weird. It seems like one of those things like, you know, like we're sitting there and like, well, what time did you get home last night? Oh, I think it was like 10. Oh, really? The Nest says you got home at 11:15. You know, I don't want that option on there. It
you
just
don't
want to like
keep tabs on me.
No, I don't want to have to feel like we're keeping tabs on each other. Like, it just seems like something that would start a fight, personally. That's how I view it now.
We keep really close tabs on each other.
Yeah, totally.
We are really particular with everything, right?
Yeah, so much. So, you know, that's my only concern with it. I don't really understand people who have cameras in their house. That's just bizarre to me. And I would hate that. Not even necessarily for watching each other. Like, you know, I don't want to be pooping or something and be get this text like, you okay? You've been in the bathroom for a while.
Whatever. You're not afraid of that. You're afraid of the government seeing you in your home.
No. Not even that. Because what are they going to do? It is more just like... I guess I'd be more concerned about, like, other people being able to get access to it. Not the government and being like, oh, they're not home. Let's go rob them.
Oh, yeah. You know? True.
That kind of stuff.
That's true.
So, I'm not big on cameras on the inside. So, cameras on the outside are cool. If I did get a camera, I would have it facing our parking lot in case somebody whacked one of our cars. That'd be the only thing I would have it for. But I don't have a view of where I park my cars, so what's the point?
Yep. It's a good one. Our parking lot's a shit show, so.
Yeah. Anyway, here's another vacuum. I'm looking at this one, too. This one's only $199, but it isn't a powered lift away, and I want a powered lift away.
The Shark Rotator Lift Away ADV Duo Clean Engage Upright Vacuum with Self-Cleaning Pressure Roll in silver.
That don't look silver to me. That looks gold, but what do I know?
I guess nothing about vacuums.
Yeah, I guess not. But there are a lot of, if you're into the whole Roombas, there's a lot of Roombas on sale out there, that kind of stuff. The Crosswaves, that's, my sister has one of these. It's like mops your floor. You run it like a vacuum and it mops the floor. They're really cool. They got one on sale for $179 at Best Buy. Or, I'm sorry, Walmart. Yeah, there's some good deals out there. I mean, there's nothing blown away. And like I was talking earlier, I don't know what your opinions are. I don't know. Did you go Black Friday shopping growing up?
What do you think?
No, probably not.
Yeah, no, I didn't do any of that shit.
Listen, I'm just really asking because the really people who educated. Listen want to know.
Okay, Bailey. No, I did not go Black Friday shopping as a kid or growing up.
Okay. Well, I did. And it really wasn't when I was a kid. It was more like high school. And especially once I got my license or when my sister had her license or... we had friends with licenses. We'd go out and we'd find a deal on a computer, whatever. Stores open at 5 a.m. We'd be in the parking lot at 1 a.m.
Huh.
And it was a lot of fun. And it's just kind of not like that anymore. Like I was saying earlier, like if I want this vacuum that's on sale or this KitchenAid that's on sale, cool. I can just do it now.
Yeah.
Two days before Black Friday.
Okay, I'll make a confession. I did go once with a friend in high school, and we stayed up until like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And I guess it was fun.
Did you buy anything?
Yeah, some shit. I don't remember. Clothes and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. That's my story.
Nice.
Her mom was like, again, we're talking about fat people today, I guess. Her mom was like actually 600 pounds.
Okay.
It was kind of hard for her to get around, so.
She went shopping with you?
Yeah, she drove us. We were like teenagers. Oh. Couldn't drive yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So her mom like drove us. It was quite interesting. She drank a smoothie while we ate dinner. It was. We went to like.
Fruit smoothie?
No, we went to this like cafe or whatever and like.
In the middle of the night?
No, this was like afternoon, evening time before. We went all day, like all evening, afternoon, and all night too.
Okay.
And we all like got food and, her mom, who was quite large, just got a smoothie.
Okay.
So there's that.
I mean, it's kind of one of those things, right? People who have eating issues or whatever, they don't eat in front of other people, and then they go home and eat the whole kitchen.
Yeah.
You know? Kind of how that goes.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm just not hungry. And we were like, okay.
Yeah, she probably was eating while you guys were shopping. And
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I always liked Black Friday. I think it's fun, but it's not, like I said, it's not what it used to be. Yeah. People don't line up for it anymore. I can get the deals now. Like, where's the, like, excitement, like, where they'd have, like, and I get it, like I said, like, people were getting hurt, and maybe it was that was part of the problem, but when they advertised that, like, only 5 in stock, you know, to get that special deal, and, like, it was kind of fun. Like, you'd be in line, you'd be talking with people about, like, man, I can't wait to get in there and get my stupid computer, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And then a few thousand people got trampled and ruined it for everyone. Yeah. So.
But, like, I remember we were at Office Depot or Staples or something getting a computer, and they had, like, at, like, 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. before they opened, they came out with, like, coffee and donuts. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
And it was just kind of a fun atmosphere around it. And now it's just not, you know, you just do what we're doing now. We look at the computer and be like, oh, yeah, that looks pretty cool. Click. Like, it's not quite as fun. You don't feel accomplished. Like,
I mean,
I trampled that old lady to get a used iPhone 7.
Does that make you feel good? Okay.
Hey, you know, sometimes.
We'll have to ask Robert his opinion on Black Friday shopping. I don't know how I feel about it. I think it's dumb.
I like it.
I
like,
know,
getting a deal. But it's got to be a good deal. Like, here's some... Ooh, I bet these are good. This is Newegg. They have some Aki True Tone wireless earbuds in-ear Bluetooth high-fidelity headphones for $10.
I bet those sound great.
Eh, they have ratings.
Some ratings that are ratings.
I mean, this is going to be one of those things. These are probably not worth $50, but for $10... If you need to get a pair of crappy, you know, earbuds that you're going to, you know, lose at work or anything like that, they have tons of them on here for. And again, think about this, like, all these cheap earbuds, $20, $12, $22, $10, like, man, they're so cheap. Like, stuff gotten so cheap. So
if only you got this excited about me instead of Black Friday shopping.
Don't give me that now. Yeah, so people are on here like, I got them for $21. Would probably, yeah. So, I don't know. For $10, it'd probably be worth it, right?
Sure.
See how long they last.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure people are going to make, like, YouTube videos like, what are $10 headphones really like? And, you know, they're, like, $10 headphones. So.
There are some that are great. Do you remember those old Sonys that we had? They were wired, but that was kind of back when.
No, they were Panasonics.
Oh, were they?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Or Philips. I don't remember.
We had these old, like, wired headphones, and they were, like, probably $10, somewhere around there. I don't know. And they were great. Like, they were probably one of the best headphones I had that were wired. And
yeah. I mean, they weren't sound-wise. They were way too bassy, but they were, like, super comfortable.
Yeah, super
comfortable.
They were
the, like, ergo fits, and they were shaped differently.
Yeah.
And they feel so good in my ears, and I can't really ever find earbuds that feel that good anymore. But you're always going to get...
They were super, like, noise-canceling, too. Yeah. They were great.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's one of those things that, headphone-wise, like, obviously having a wire is always going to be better, just because... Well, there's not really a bitrate limitation where Bluetooth, there is bitrate limitations. You can only play certain quality of music through them, but, you know, it gets better and better over time. And for casual listening and that kind of stuff, you're never going to notice.
Mm-hmm.
You need a new laptop?
Yes.
Some good deals, $699 for this beautiful.
I want a new computer, though, that you can build me.
Nah, sorry.
Okay.
Somebody's getting a new computer, it's me.
Yep.
You can have my old one.
Maybe someday we'll have money.
Yeah. When this podcast takes off.
If Bailey listens enough times.
On repeat. Yeah. I mean, go out there, find some good deals. $229 for this really nice motherboard. I mean, you can get some good deals. It just depends what you're looking for.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, moving on. When we were in Florida, we got to see something kind of cool.
Yes.
Do you remember what that was?
Do I remember what it was? Yes. We have a story with it too.
Do we?
Yeah. So we got to see the Artemis launch, which was very exciting. Yep. And I fell off a wall like Humpty Dumpty. It was great.
Yep. Now, do you want to give us a breakdown on that? Did you...
I think we should just leave it there, honestly.
Did it... Was it now because you were jumping up on the wall, you overshot and you went over, or...
Yeah.
Yeah. The momentum took you over the back, yeah?
Yeah, so, like, you know, there's this little... God, it's so embarrassing.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah, so... We were in this, like, field, essentially, to watch this. And there were, like, apartment buildings right in front of the lake or the ocean, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, they're, like, condos. And it's like a, I guess it's a river there.
Is that a river? I don't know. Yeah, it's like right in front of a big body of water where they launch. And so there's these apartment buildings, like, right next to it with this little, it's not really a wall.
It's the Indian River.
Oh, yeah. So there's like this wall that's, you know, short. It's not like super high. You can kind of jump up on it just like as a barrier between the apartments and the field. And I was like pushing myself up to sit on there, just find a spot to sit and hang out and watch it. And I went over the wall and landed into a bush. Yeah, it was a good time. It was like the most chill fall I've probably ever had. I just kind of like rolled into the bush and...
Yeah, no injuries, no big deal.
Dawn was like, are you... Dawn's Gage's mom. She's like, you good, man? I'm like, yep.
Fine, just got some twigs up my butt.
You know, it was a good time. So yeah. That's our Artemis story.
I saw it. It was great.
Yeah, no one else saw it, but the rest of the family was standing, like, I don't know, like, 40 feet away or something.
Yeah.
Like, just trying to find a spot to watch it, because we had just got there. And Gage was just looking over at me, because I was trying to find a spot to sit, so...
I wasn't even looking at you, I just saw it out of the corner of my eye.
Well, in my direction.
I was just kind of, because I just saw, like, something go up, and I was like, what the heck was that? And you hear crunch. I'm like, oh, where is she? And I'm like, oh, she fell off the wall.
Gage just goes, well, cat fell off the wall. And Don's like, are you good? It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was fun. But yeah, the rocket was super cool. If anybody gets a chance to go see something like that, it's impressive. Way cool. It's very bright. Yes. It's very loud. And it's kind of a fun party atmosphere. Everybody, you know, next time I'd like to go earlier.
Yes.
And like
get a better spot.
Yeah. And just hang out and drink beer. And
yeah, there were people there like tailgating. I gotta say, it was like way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to be like, oh, there's like a line in the sky. Like,
right.
No, it was way better than that.
Like even from where we were, like, I didn't think we'd be able to physically see the rocket,
right?
But we could see it on its stand.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was incredible.
It was like the sun came up again. It was so bright because it was nighttime, and you know, the sun was down obviously, and so but when it happened, it was like insanely bright.
Yeah, and it was almost like you remember when we had the eclipse a few years ago, how it gets like dark.
Yes.
Kind of half dark, half light. That's what it was like with the rocket launch. And I mean, it took like a minute for the sound to get to us because we were 10 miles away or whatever. But yeah, just like rumbles the whole play. Yeah. It was really, really cool. So yeah, that was awesome. Disney World was pretty cool.
Yay, science. Yay, Disney.
What was your favorite part of Disney World?
Oh, God. I don't know. I kind of liked just eating everything at Epcot.
At Epcot, sure.
Yeah, we didn't do, like, a ton of rides this time, honestly.
Nope, not much of that going on.
Yeah.
But it was still...
It was still fun.
Yeah.
Space Mountain's still sick as fuck, like...
Yeah, Space Mountain's fun.
It was cool. They had it all lit up for Christmas on the inside.
Yep.
So there was, like red and green lights that would flash. And, you know, it's dark in there. You can't see anything. So you're on this roller coaster inside, like, in the dark, and you just see these, like, flashes of red and green lights, which was really cool.
Yeah, and they had some, like, strobe effects, and you could see better than you normally can. Like, normally you can't see anything, but you could actually kind of see part of the ride track and that kind of stuff. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was sweet.
So, yeah, no, I had a great time, and Epcot's my favorite too, so
yeah,
I'm looking through all their pictures on here right now too on Google Maps, and they have not updated these recently at all.
No,
I mean, like, looking here, this whole building's destroyed, and over here, this is where they're building Ratatouille. Like, that's been done for like 2 years, so
yeah.
But no, I love going to Disney, so we had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll talk with Robert about that when we record next. But
we went to Disney Springs and did a lot of shopping.
Yeah, we went there 3 times.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, we go there a lot now.
We're old, listen. It's hard for us to navigate the parks. No.
Listen, that day at Epcot, I mean, we had like 25,000 steps. Like, I think we do more than most people. Like, we were there the whole day.
Yeah.
So, I had a
We're had a real Disney fans.
Definitely. So, what else? How's life? Everything good?
It's good. I don't know what else I have to talk about.
Let's see. I don't remember either what else I was going to say.
You excited for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm excited, for it to be over.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but, you know, it's all right. Can't have everything. One crappy day and then the other Thanksgiving will be better, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah. It's a long day, though.
It is a long day. And a lot of fighting and
a lot of fighting and yelling and
yeah. I mean, I guess people. I think that's pretty common with people, though. Yeah, right?
I don't know.
And most people's. I don't think. I mean, I guess I don't know. I wish we could do like a poll. Like, hey, do you guys fight on Thanksgiving? Is that normal?
You know all those Instagram ads with the t-shirts that are like, you know, like vaccinated and ready to talk politics at Thanksgiving. Right, you're unvaccinated and ready to talk politics at Thanksgiving. So it must be pretty common. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think some people like to fight. Kind of fun, right? So.
Yeah, but in like a, you know, no one likes to fight if there's no chance of winning, so.
I don't know. Don't people just like to piss other people off?
That's true.
Like, they get enjoyment out of making people mad. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some people I like to
piss off. Do you get enjoyment out of pissing my family off?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
It's kind of fun, right? Yep. In a messed up kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Totally great.
So when you and Robert were talking about on that last, or on like, I don't know, it was a few episodes
ago. Yeah, we haven't recorded in like 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Together. Because I did one episode with Bailey, and then he did the one last week, and then this week, you know, it's me and you. So, yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just was remembering how Robert was bringing up that question. Would you have sex with...
What a great question.
With my mother, if she was in my body versus me in my mother's body.
I mean, there's just no right answer to that. And, like, I wish I could show everybody pictures. But that still wouldn't even really...
It's bad.
Wouldn't do a... What the heck?
Yeah, that wouldn't do it justice.
Yeah, no.
That would be extremely bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like just thinking about that and I was like, do they know? Does Robert know?
I think to an extent maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look at Lake Mickey.
Yeah, we're just
side
like
note where yeah.
I do this a lot, like even when I'm recording with Robert, I like to look at Google Maps and I'll just go look at random stuff. And yeah, there is a Lake Mickey near the Magic Kingdom parking lot, and it just looks like runoff or whatever. It looks kind of gross, but it's in the shape of Mickey. It's cool.
Yeah, nasty.
Yeah. Today I watched, last story, I watched a 90-minute, I don't know if you can call it a documentary kind of thing on YouTube about, you know, Disney Channel, when you're, well, they still do it, but the, where the actors have like the wand and they draw the Mickey ears, right?
Yep.
And they have that little tune where it goes din, 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 din.
Yes, right? Totally. Yeah.
Right. So I watched a whole hour and a half video on YouTube about Oh. Some guy trying to figure out who created that tune. And it's like, my sister just watched it too. I've been texting with her about it. Like, it's like phenomenal. And I was like, I went into it like, I'm not going to, because it's one of my favorite YouTubers. Huh. And everything he makes is about like Disney and theme parks and that kind of stuff. And so this was a little different. And I was like, well, we'll see. And it was fantastic. So, I mean, if anybody's got an hour and a half to kill, I definitely recommend it. The channel is called Defunct Land. And it's his newest video. And it was actually, he's been like kind of teasing like, I have a longer video. And I was like hoping like, dude, I hope you release this so I can watch it on the plane.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He didn't. So it came out the day we got home or the day after we got home or whatever. So, but now it was A+, one of the better ones out there.
Cool.
So go check that out. The two people out there listening, Bailey, you've already seen it.
Bailey.
So
someone else.
Yeah, whoever else is out there. I ain't got nothing else. You?
I didn't know while we're talking about that YouTuber. We also watch a YouTuber who does like abandoned videos.
Yes.
And while we're talking about Disney.
Bright Sun Films.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, while we're talking about Disney, they have an abandoned island.
Oh, yeah, like Discovery Island.
Yeah, island. That's that they used to, like, I think there were animals on there. Like, they would have, keep a bunch of, like, zoo animals kind of there. But now it's completely abandoned, and it's kind of cool. Like, the videos of it, it's, like, pretty creepy.
Yeah.
All the stuff that's there.
And they took all those animals, and like we talked about, they're at Animal Kingdom now. So, looking at this map here, you got Discovery Island. It's out here in Bay Lake. Bay Lake, there's Bay Lake and Seven Seas Lagoon are right around Magic Kingdom. There's also, if you look here, it doesn't say anything, but this piece of land that looks like kind of like a weird lake with stuff in it. This is River Country. So you can see there's still the slides. This was a water park that they had back in back in the day. Now, this is an older picture. They've actually scraped all this now.
And
they've had like six different plans as to what they're going to build there, and none of them really ever come through.
I don't think Disney could ever have a water park, like a real water park. Just because of the amount of like traffic.
They have two water parks.
No, I just mean like,
what do you
I
mean?
Don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Like a real water park.
I don't know what you mean.
All right, never mind.
I love Disney's water parks. They have two of them, Typhoon Lagoon and
I just
Blizzard
think
Beach.
There's too many people.
At the
now,
park?
No, like, they have too many people going to the parks now.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, we haven't done one of the water parks in years.
Hmm.
They're phenomenal.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Like, we have Water World here, and it's nothing like Water World. Like, it's awesome and great theming, and that's what you go to Disney for, is the theming and the atmosphere and that kind of stuff. And
legs. We have Water World that's like not much to compare it to.
I mean, Water World's bigger, it's just dumpier. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's the only way I can really describe it.
Yeah,
I'm trying to see if I can show you Typhoon Lagoon on here really quick. I don't remember what the heck I was going to say, but yeah, there it is, Typhoon Lagoon. And this, these are all sand beaches that you can sit on and set your chair up and stuff. But their wave pool does, instead of like small waves, it does 6-foot waves.
Oh, whoa.
Like one every 90 seconds. And so you swim out and, you know, it's like 12 feet deep out there, whatever. And then you can body surf the wave almost the whole way in.
Oh.
And then you dip out and go back and like, when we were younger, I would just do that the whole day.
Huh.
Like, there's this Crush and Gusher is like a water roller coaster.
Hmm.
It's really cool. Oh, Disney news. Not that this has anything to do with tech, brews, or games. The CEO got ousted and the old guy's back in, and there's rumors that they're going to sell it to Apple. So that's great.
I mean, kind of techy, if you consider Apple tech.
I mean, you gotta think that, oh yeah, Apple's obviously tech.
It was a joke. It was a bad joke.
But yeah, so you gotta imagine that Apple just would want to buy it just for the media side of it, not necessarily the park side of it. So you'd have to wonder if they would almost break those apart into different companies. Because Apple, you know, Disney, they all want to make their own media empires, and that would be a huge acquisition. So you never know. I don't know if it's going to happen, but those are the rumors out there.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Anything else?
Well, you know how much I love technology and know about it, so. No.
Cool.
No, I don't.
Well, right on. That's it for today, then. And then, you know, have a happy Thanksgiving. Have a good Black Friday. Don't beat too many people up to get whatever you need. Vacuums, KitchenAids, cheap RAM, any of that kind of stuff. Take it easy, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.
Later.